From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from C2E2, the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Coulton. We have a great show for you, and we were so inspired by all the creative costumes we've seen at C2E2, we decided we had to get into the fun. So each of us dressed as our favorite game. Puzzleger Archung, of course, dressed as Trivial Pursuit. Jonathan Coulton came as his favorite Monopoly character, the Iron. And for me, I'm Magic, and you're The Gathering. We have some brilliant contestants to play our extra nerdy games, but only one will be our big winner. And we have some special guests joining us for our Meet the Expert segment. We have the woman behind Lucasfilm social media, Andy Gutierrez, and our VIP, you know her from the television series Charmed, and the films Jawbreaker and Grindhouse. We have artist, actor, and director Rose McGowan. Let's start things off with our first two contestants. Amy Kiefer, you are a professor of nursing.
That's right.
Not only that, you come from a long line of nurses.
I do.
So you know then, what is the number one quality a passionate nurse should have?
A really strong stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's disgusting what
it's
you have
disgusting.
To deal with.
Yes. Yeah. And you have to be the one to not vomit on your patient.
Oh. And Summer Sparrison, you
yes.
are the editor of a ladies' comic book anthology.
I am.
Awesome. What are your comics about?
Oh, we have this. We're on our fourth anthology now. We have different themes. So one of our themes was just Chicago. We also had one that was death and prom. That got a lot of really
nice.
Interesting stories. Our current one is Eat It Up.
Summer, if you could choose between having some superpower of your choice, or just tons of fame and money, what would you choose?
I would choose the superpowers.
Okay. Are you working with one that you're particularly hoping to choose?
Having flight would be really cool, because I'm actually hate heights, so I think that having the ability to fly would help me get over that fear.
That is called immersion therapy, I believe.
Yeah, immersion like superpowers.
That. Immersion superpowers. How about you, Amy?
I'm going to go fame and money.
Really?
Absolutely. I think I could pay someone to create a superpower for me.
Yeah, you can fly wherever you want. It's
Absolutely.
Called a private jet, my friends.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, your game is called Of Dubious Origin. Every superhero has an origin story. Superman's planet blew up. Wonder Woman was sculpted out of clay. Aquaman made out with the magic fish or something like that.
Something like that, yes. So in this game, we have prepared fictional origin stories for real people whose names end with man. So for example, if I said, this hero was instructed by a wizard to do the morally right thing and also to play Roseanne Barr's TV husband, you would answer, I'm John Goodman.
So buzz in to answer and channel your darkest Christian Bale impression, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show, and the loser will be banished to the Phantom Zone. All right, here we go. A fountain of magic ink spilled on this writer, making him supernaturally joyful as he crafted the Sandman series. Summer.
I am Neil Gaiman.
Yes! Lovely! And if you didn't know the answer to that, I would suggest leaving C2E2 right now.
This X-Men actor developed his superpowers from manually changing car tires.
I like that you guys looked at each other. Like, let's work on this.
There's a thing you need if you want to change a tire on a car.
Mm-hmm.
Amy.
Hugh Jackman.
Yes, that's right.
After being bitten by a radioactive classical music composer, this Minnesota congresswoman gained power to run for president in 2012. Summer.
Michelle Bachmann.
Yes!
Created in a lip balm factory. This is strange. Just realizing what a strange origin story that is. Created in a lip balm factory, this 80s singer drives a fast car and invites lawbreakers to give me one reason not to take them down. Amy.
Tracy Chapman.
Yep, that's right.
Spending her childhood around this precious metal altered this woman's body chemistry and gave her the foul mouth that made her a famous comedian and actor in The Aristocrats, Wreck-It Ralph, and School of Rock. Summer.
Sarah Silverman.
Exactly correct.
This is your last clue. This Missourian was cursed with the inability to tell a lie, and his honest nature helped him become FDR's vice president and eventually the 33rd president himself. Summer.
Harry Truman?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung. How did our contestants do?
They both did great, but congratulations to Summer. You are the answer woman for this round, and we'll see you in the final round at the end of the show.